thinking about words. Now, which words go with which words? For example, knife and...
fork.
Yeah, these words go together. Hopefully this programme will help listeners speak more fluently, not more smoothly. We say speak fluently.
So English is often made up of expressions, words, groups of words that, go together.
Exactly. We also need to think about pronunciation. Now, people, learners of English, often worry about speaking like a native speaker. I think this is important that they should realise this is not the way you need to speak. Most of the time, our listeners are speaking to other non-native speakers of English, so they need to be intelligible to those people. It's not necessary to have a native accent.
So you just need to speak so you can be understood without difficulty rather than sounding like a British gentleman or a British lady or something like that.
Exactly, yeah. And when we're speaking, sometimes maybe we need time to think about what we're saying. Rather than having a silence when you're speaking, you might like to say, In fact, I do this quite a lot when I'm speaking. And this helps you sound very natural and keeps the listener listening.
So it's not bad English?
Not bad English at all. It's very good English.
And very natural.
Making you feel more, perhaps, confident when you're speaking also.
So confidence is very important, and it's not necessary to be accurate all of the time.
Yeah, absolutely.